Senator Louise Lucas has already pre-filed a bill for the next General Assembly session to give residents time to weigh the idea. She hopes her colleagues will also view this as a win-win for the state. Lucas learned after visiting Maryland that after just 2 months, its newest casino raked in a lot of money.
Out of the $61 million that they made, 67% of that goes to the state. And of the state's share, the host locality gets better than 6% of that money.
And now Maryland is eyeing waterfront property at the National Harbor near D.C. for another casino. Lucas says Portsmouth has space for a similar facility, which he thinks will add entertainment value to that area. She rebuts those who question the morality of casino gambling.
They're going to choose their own source of entertainment. Nobody's going to stop them. So since we know that, why can't we keep some of that money for our own state and our own localities?
She says Maryland fought over the same issue but realized that it was losing revenue to neighboring states. She adds that since the GOP doesn't want to impose new taxes and interstate tolls are losing support, this may be the most viable option for funding roads and education while offsetting the Portsmouth region's rising costs. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.